We argued today the case challenging the NDAA in the Court of Appeals.
Attorney Bruce Offron addressing the media and supporters after a federal appeals court hearing in downtown Manhattan.
This is one of the elite courts in the United States, and the judges, I think, were really up to the court's reputation. They were very sharp in their questions on both sides. They really challenged the government to prove that this is, in fact, not a new law, but an old law that merely has been recodified.
The Obama administration seeks to uphold a section of the NDAA, the National Defense Authorization Act, which states the military may detain without trial anyone belonging to Al-Qaeda, the Taliban, or associated forces engaged in hostilities against the U.S., and any person who has directly supported such hostilities in aid of enemy forces. Activists and journalists suing the government say this wording is vague, that the statute can be applied to citizens supporting causes and journalists reporting stories, and that military and civil society are separate and should be kept separate as dictated by the Constitution.
If this power is upheld and used, it means that Americans can be subject to military imprisonment if the government deems they go too far in supporting an unpopular cause tied to the Middle East or to terrorists. If someone raises money for Guantanamo inmates and sends that money to their lawyers to support their defenses, that could be substantial support of Al-Qaeda. If someone hosts a webcast and figures from terrorist groups or Al-Qaeda are invited, is that substantial support? This broad statute endangers basic speech. We've seen professors incarcerated in this country because of such actions. We've seen at least one journalist taken by the U.S. in Yemen, Mr. Al-Haj, who was later released after a long period of detention on this theory. Our client Chris Hedges was detained by the U.S. military long before this law was ever passed because he left the press pool. Surely if this law now exists, such endangerment is going to be more common.
We've undergone a corporate coup d'etat. My name is Chris Hedges, in the case Hedges versus Obama.
He is the caption. He's the caption.
We've undergone a corporate coup d'etat. There is no impediment left now to corporate power. And the corporate state understands that as the economy continues to deteriorate, as the effects of climate change, and we just bore the brunt of that with Hurricane Sandy, over $70 billion worth of damage kicks in, there will be inevitable blowback on a betrayed population. And what's happening in this court now is the last thin line of defense between protecting what is left of our anemic democracy and the imposition of a military state.
Hedges says the erosion of civil liberties has been worse under the Obama administration than it was under the Bush administration.
The use of the Espionage Act to shut down all whistleblowers, any narrative that challenged the official government narrative, the FISA Amendment Act, which retroactively makes legal what under our Constitution has traditionally been illegal, the warrantless wiretapping, monitoring, and eavesdropping of tens of millions of American citizens, and we know that our personal information is being stored in supercomputers in Utah, and now the National Defense Authorization Act, Section 1021, overturning 200 years of domestic law to allow the military onto our streets to seize American citizens, strip them of due process, put them in military facilities, including our offshore penal colonies, and hold them indefinitely.
And this threat on the rights of citizens is what brought out supporters in the freezing weather. Supporters of the plaintiffs in the case carried signs reading NDAA tyranny unleashed, save our democracy, stop NDAA, repeal it. Another sign read deterioration of our civil liberties, Obama equals Bush. Some demonstrators held a series of signs saying the right to end oppression, the right to walk free, the right to live, the right to a free media, the right to decency, the right to stop oppression, the right to public spaces. Alice Sutter is holding a sign which reads the right to a fair trial.
What we're doing is we're protesting the loss of all of our rights, and it's based on the case against the National Defense Authorization Act that took place today in the court. And we are appalled that a bill like that can come through where people can be detained indefinitely without trial, which is already happening in Guantanamo and Bagram and many other secret prisons that are nameless to us. We just heard about one in Somalia. And our rights are being taken away as we take away the rights of the people in the rest of the world, and we need to be out here protesting.
Judge Kathleen Forrest in federal district court blocked the indefinite detention powers of the NDAA for American citizens after finding it unconstitutional. She issued an injunction staying enforcement, but that was overturned by the Court of Appeals. Now the appeal of Judge Forrest's original ruling is awaiting the decision of the panel of judges who heard the case today. Daniel Ellsberg, who was in court and stood with supporters, says he was very impressed by Judge Forrest, who suggests the NDAA is an attempt to radically expand detention authority.
Someone who was able to see so clearly that 1021B2 of the National Defense Authorization Act, which allows you to put an American citizen in civilian in military custody, treated like Bradley Manning is in the Marine barracks right now, indefinitely without charges. That's not a fight we had to make in 1776. George III didn't have that power. No king of England had had a power like that since John I. So here we have a president, a Democratic president, who is wiping out the Magna Carta as well as the Constitution.
Ellsberg says senators who are arguing for the indefinite detention of American citizens without charges are enemies of the Constitution.
And I'm afraid that is true of the president at this point in going along with this, having encouraged it earlier. And if every senator who votes for that, and let me remind you, every one of them as a civilian took the same oath that Bradley Manning took and that I took as a Marine, and that is not to obey the regulations of the Commander-in-Chief. It is solely to support and defend the Constitution of the United States against all enemies, foreign and domestic.
The panel of three judges will review the arguments today and issue an opinion, but there's no set time frame on when that will be. Linda Perry, WBAI News, New York.